SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi, everyone. It's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Friday, the 7th of February 2025. It's a pretty quiet day on the Australian share market today, down just 0.1%. It follows a bit of a seesawing week where the ASX 200 closed the past five trading sessions down 0.24%. So with more, I spoke with Tony Sycamore, a market analyst at IG Markets. Tony, the market's somewhat steady today after some volatile sessions. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, it's been a steadier session today and really just one of consolidation. Really, after that rebound we saw from the very heavy sell-off on Monday, there's certainly some relief out there that China's measured response to new US tariffs suggests that it's prepared to accept a 10% tariff at this point of time, potentially to delay and avoid more severe tariffs. There was talk of 40 to 60%, which if it got to that level, that would be really damaging for the Chinese economy. So at this point in time, it does appear like the Chinese are accepting that 10% tariff rate, and it is business as usual for China and for the ASX 200.
Okay, speaking of that ASX 200, it's still at a near record. What do you think it'll take for it to continue moving higher?
I think we can start to look towards some domestic factors. And we know that the ASX 200 reporting season picks up the speed next week. We have companies reporting, including CBA, CSL and JB Hi-Fi. So their earnings numbers, as well as their guidance, will be very important as a read through to the rest of the ASX 200. Then, of course, we've got the RBA potentially looking to cut rates in mid-February there. And if it is the start of a rate cutting cycle, which we all hope, that would also boost the ASX 200. So we're switching from some of the offshore factors to factors closer to home, including the reporting season and potentially the start of that RBA rate cutting cycle.
Is there anything in the updates we got from some of the retailers today, namely Domino's and Nick Scali? Because the market really liked news from both of them. Why?
That's right. Well, Domino's skyrocketed 20% there. And behind that rally is news that it's going to close over 200 stores and focus on more profitable growth opportunities. So being a shareholder, you would like to hear that news. Nick Scali as well, it actually put out an earnings beat of around 15%. And in response to that, its share price has really mirrored that rise up around 15% as well there. So some good early signs there for our retailers as we head towards the more intensive part of reporting season.
Is there anything in both of those updates to the market that seems to suggest perhaps maybe the way consumers are feeling at the moment, especially as we head towards that RBA interest rate decision in a few weeks?
Yeah, of the 200 stores which Domino's are closing, 172 of those are in Japan. So it's not entirely a domestic factor there, but certainly the Nick Scali, they mentioned that they were seeing volatile months of trading. But overall, that volatility probably supports the idea that the RBA can look to cut rates. If you were seeing growth at really high levels, you'd probably say we don't need it. But with what we're seeing at the moment, up and down type situation there for Nick Scali, it certainly suggests that things are a little bit bumpy and that it wouldn't hurt to see the RBA cut rates.
Okay. What about those interest rate expectations? How are they flowing through to the Australian dollar? Or are there more things impacting the currency?
There's more to it. We know that the idea the RBA is going to cut interest rates will play a role in terms of interest rate differentials. So that's one part of it. But the second part of it is this trade war. And we know that we're only 3 weeks into Trump's presidency there. And I expect we're going to hear more about the trade war, potentially more about tariffs on China. And that flows through in terms of if we do see higher tariffs, it weighs on growth in China, which weighs on growth for our commodities and, of course, weighs on the Australian Australian dollar. And that's what we're seeing here at the moment. Just a little bit of a relief rally, but we know that the storm clouds have parted. They haven't gone completely away at this point of time.
What about gold? Because we did see a bit of profit taking today. I did see a note from one investment house saying that it expects it to reach 3,000 US in the future. What do you reckon?
I don't have any disagreement at all with that, Ricardo. I mean, we talk about the backdrop at the moment. It's trade wars, it's tariffs, it's geopolitical tensions, it's Reserve Bank diversification, and of course, central bank rate cuts, all of which support the rise in gold prices. And I expect most of those thematics, which we just mentioned, will stay in place for most of 2025. And with gold falling just short of $2,900 this week, it's not a big ask to see it push up towards 3,000 for the remainder of this year.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
I think it's all US focused here right now in terms of where the opportunities are. We do have some uncertainty here for Australians because of those tariffs. But in terms of what Trump wants to do to the US economy, he's pro-growth, he's pro-business. I think US stock markets do well in 2025, particularly if they've got exposure to AI. So that's where I see most of the opportunities at this point of time.
That's Tony Sycamore there from IG Markets.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.